Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Lord's Day number 28, Catechism 2021. Now, just a few things real quickly before we get going on this. This is our last devotional on baptism until the next section of the Catechism. But next week is my vacation week. And so what you're going to see is, I think, four of these, two catechisms, two confessions of faith, with the same shirt, and next Wednesday's Bible study, the same deal, because I'm pre-recording all of them today. It's Friday the 9th, and I'm just going to schedule in to post automatically, and so that's what's going on. Without any further bother, let me go ahead and pray for us, and we'll do the 28th Lord's Day. Father, we thank you. Thank you again for the life that you've given us, for the promise and hope of eternal life in Christ. We pray that today our thoughts and words and actions would honor him and seek to honor him and seek to honor you by the power of the Spirit. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Lord's Day number 28. Question 78. Does this outward washing with water, talking about baptism, wash away sins? No, only Jesus Christ's blood and the Holy Spirit cleanse us from all sins. Forgiveness is a spiritual thing. Faith happens in the heart. Faith is a heart reality that unites us to Christ. Those who believe also repent and are baptized. The water does not wash away sins. If you've heard something different or were taught something different or grew up learning something different, which I did, just message me and I'll talk to you about that, study with that with you if you'd like that. Don't want to get into it here. Again, these are short devotions, just meant to be a springboard for your prayer and Bible study. But that is an important question. It's important to know that things that we do, outward things that we do, don't take away our sins, don't help to take away our sins, don't keep our sins forgiven. Question 79. Why then does the Holy Spirit call baptism the washing of rebirth and the washing away of sins? Great question. God has good reasons for these words. He wants to teach us that the blood and Spirit of Christ wash away our sins just as water washes away dirt from our bodies. That's the purpose of a symbol, is to show and to teach. It teaches the meaning of spiritual things. So you can talk about it in the same way. But more importantly, he wants to assure us by this divine pledge and sign that the washing of our sins spiritually is as real as physical washing with water. So it does grow us in our faith and give us assurance. Let me come back up here, answer this question another way. Why then does the Holy Spirit call baptism the washing of rebirth and the washing away of sins? For the same reason that when he institutes the Lord's Supper, Jesus says, "This is my body." Okay, he's speaking about a spiritual reality by using a symbol. This is my body. So you don't go to that and interpret it literally when he's utilizing a symbol. We interpret it symbolically because he's using a symbol to talk about a spiritual reality. And so we want to be consistent on how we're interpreting the Lord's Supper and baptism. If you want to interpret both of them literally, that would be consistent. Unbiblical, it would not be consistent with Scripture as a whole, but just in terms of how you're dealing with the Lord's Supper and how you're dealing with baptism, you take both, not as symbols, but as literal things, concrete literal things. The bread is his body, and the water does take away sins. That would be unbiblical, but at least you'd then be consistent. They're both symbols. We want to be consistent and consistent with Scripture as a whole. The Lord's Supper is symbolic. Baptism is symbolic. So we shouldn't take it as strange or odd that God would use symbolic language to talk about a spiritual reality. And just like in the Gospel of John, where Jesus says, "You must eat my flesh and drink my blood." Well, he's talking symbolically. That means believe in him. It's by him that we gain eternal life. Okay, here's your cross-reference, or your memory verse. Commit the heart, Galatians 3:27. For as many as of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Now, put on is the language of putting on a garment or putting on clothing. That's a symbolic way of talking about being clothed in Christ's righteousness, being united to Christ. We put on Christ, baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. And first, baptism is a spiritual reality in the heart, baptized by the Holy Spirit when we come to faith. And then water baptism follows that and also symbolizes it. All right, there you go. Lord's Day 28. And join me tomorrow for Confession of Faith, week 28. And I'll see you next Sunday for the 29th Lord's Day. God bless you.